I'm Attorney Mo DeWitt from the Cat Named Mo Show. Well, I'm the attorney on the show. I'm not a cat named Mo. Anyways, car crash, slipper fall, you know who to call. JustCallMo.com. Injury on the go? Just call Mo. Office Tampa.
Tom Brady's coming back, baby. He's going to play football again. It's official. Rich Eisen came out with some rumors over this is
it's
kind
official,
of
official, and then you follow with rumors.
That Rich Eisen, who's very reliable, he said, don't be surprised if Tom Brady comes back. He's hearing the Miami Dolphins are back in play, and he wouldn't be surprised if Tom Brady comes out of retirement and plays for the Miami Dolphins next year. Now, this is kind of old. Now, this story came out a few days ago. Tom Brady has quelched. Is that a word? Squashed? Quelched? I think either of those
both
work.
Yeah, they work.
These rumors saying that if you think I'm coming back, you've never bought your daughter a 2-month-old kitten. So he's to, you know, in a way, in a cutesy way, has said no, that there's no truth to these rumors. But how can you trust him after, you know, two seasons ago where he came back to play for the Bucks for that third year? I don't know. I'm not convinced that he's not coming back.
Over a cat, the guy's got pussy problems. You know what I mean? Like, relax. Yeah. But who cares? You know, for a few million dollars, you know, throw that cat out in the ocean. Who cares? It's a cat. There's a million of them. There's a billion of them.
What do you think? You think he's coming back?
I wouldn't be shocked by anything, dude. Honestly, we thought he was done last year, and then all of a sudden, boom, he popped back up for us. He's definitely not coming back to the Bucks if he does come back.
No way.
I would say two teams he would play for. It would either – or three teams, I'm sorry. It would either be the Miami Dolphins, the San Francisco 49ers, or the New York Jets. All three need a quarterback.
The Jets is intriguing. I could potentially see maybe a reunion in New England, too. I wouldn't completely rule that out. I don't think that he's coming back. If I had to make a bet with a gun to my head, I would say no, he's not. But, I mean, you can't be sure with that. He did file the paperwork where he's retired, but I don't know what the process with that is. I'm pretty sure you can just be like, never mind, and then I'll be like, okay, and tear up those papers.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he would do something to like he wanted to go to Miami last year and the Bucks said no. Remember Bruce Arians was like, it's bad business, or what do you say? Three first rounders.
Yeah. And then of course they got busted with all the shadiness, the owners, they got fined and they got draft picks taken away because they were talking to Brady and his agent while he was under contract, which is a big no. And they apparently had this whole plan in the place to bring Sean Payton in to coach and Tom Brady to play quarterback and just completely, you know, revamp the team with the best, you know, available coach and quarterback. And it all fell through. Now Sean Payton's with the Broncos and Tom Brady is apparently retired. So that kind of all blew up in Miami's face.
Yeah, well, what I want to say is – my point being that Bruce Arians said it's bad business. We won't do it unless like something great, like three first rounders, draft picks. Maybe we'll consider it.
Uh-huh.
Do you think that Tom was like, oh yeah, okay, so I'm under contract. My hands are tied here. I do want to come back and play. Obviously, that season last year was just while they won a division championship, it was one of the worst Bucks seasons. Of underachieving that I've ever seen, and a very disappointing. Uh-huh. Do you think that there's anything that it's plausible, at least, that Tom was like, you guys, Tampa, you BF'd me back here, mm-hmm. so I'm going to make your life cap hell? Because we have all this dead money now. We had to cut. Donovan Smith's gone.
Right.
Cameron Brate's gone.
Yep.
And these are cap casualties because they have like $55 million they got to come up by next week. Hold on a second. I'm just saying like those and Tom retired. So that means they stuck them all. Like he could have signed a deal with the Bucks to kind of spread that out a little bit. So take that 30 and do 15 this year, 15 next year, put him in better shape. But he's like, no, I'm done. I'm retired. $34 million, whatever it is, and change for you this year. So now they got to cut all these people, make some moves. Do you think it's possible that after next week that he goes, you know, I changed my mind now? after the Bucks have to make all those cuts to be compliant with the cap, that he's that spiteful where he would do something like that?
Maybe. And I wouldn't blame him. I wouldn't blame him at all. Because they did kind of hang him out to dry last year. They wouldn't let him go to the team he wanted to go to. He was probably going to get part, like a piece of the team if he went to Miami. I think that was part of the deal on the table, rumored. But not only that, but then when he did come back, they dropped this horrible coaching. Like, Bruce Arians is out. Whether that was part of his deal or not, I don't know. But either way, they didn't really do anything to help him out with this. When the offensive line started falling apart, they just threw a rookie guard in there for the first five or six games. You know, it was a cluster. You know what? Byron Leftwich, you know, was bad. They let him stick around almost, I guess, the entire season. They didn't fire him until the season was over. So he probably wasn't real happy with the situation. Their left tackle, I'm glad they cut him. He sucked the entire season. Bye. You know, so maybe there is some inside stuff there where he was like, you know what, I'm going to retire now and stick you with that $35 million cap. You know, and yeah, you're right. Maybe after the team is completely decimated, because they're in tank mode completely now. Now, like, this season's a wash. There is no shot for the Bucks to do anything this season. And that's not me being a bad fan. That's just real, dude. You can see the writing on the wall. So, yeah, maybe Tom Brady, this is a big, you know, up your butt situation, and that's fine. You know what I mean? I'm okay with it. Tom Brady got me a Super Bowl. He gave us 2 years of awesome football, and then he tried his best. He won the games we did win this year. It was on his shoulders. Like, he brought us back against the Saints. He brought us back against, you know, a lot of teams where we should have lost the game, you know, and so the eight games we won, that was on Tom Brady. You know, nobody else. So I don't know. I'd have a hard time resenting Tom Brady after what he did for this franchise, you know, completely changing the culture and turning them around and winning a Super Bowl. I would have a hard time ever hating him or being upset with him. I'm more upset with the team and what's going on, you know, right now. I wish they would just come out and say, look, we're tanking, dude. Like, just say it.
I don't agree that it's tough. And it's going to be like, but you don't, I mean, we don't know what Kyle Trask is. You know, I've heard Baker Mayfield's name get thrown around too.
Yeah.
I get it. But I'm just saying, when Baker came into Los Angeles last year, he practiced for 3 days. No, he won like 3 games.
Okay.
And they just still didn't had make to the learn. Playoffs. I understand, but the Rams were kind of out of it at that point anyway. But he came in there and he played pretty well. I'm not saying that Baker Mayfield's going to be a savior. Kyle Trask might very well be the starter here. We don't know what Kyle Trask is. We're probably going to find out. Right. But he still has Mike Evans. Whoever the quarterback is, still has Mike Evans, still have Chris Godwin, still have Gage. They don't have a really tight end. And Otten, you know, he's got another year under his belt. Maybe he'll be better. You know, they'll probably move Tristan Wirfs to left tackle. They'll move Gedeke to maybe right tackle or something. That's what he played in college, I think. And I don't know. I'm not willing to say that. I think the NFC South is still up for grabs. Derek Carr's with the Saints now. They're obviously the favorites. But I don't know. I'm not as doom and gloom just because there's so much that's unknown about the team.
I appreciate your, you know, you holding on to hope and dreaming, but I've seen tank seasons. I've seen them. 2014 was a setup tank season. They even threw the last game so they could draft Jameis Winston. The writing is on the wall. Like, we're going to lose so many players. We're going to lose Levante David. We're going to lose Jamel Dean. You know, we're going to, the defense was already shaky. You know, you got Devin White this week with these weird cryptic Instagram posts and stuff with peace signs and thank you, Tampa. And like, what the hell's going on there? I can't stand that guy either, because he should be the best linebacker in the league with his physical abilities. And he just takes games off. So if I'm the Bucks, trade him. If you're tanking anyway, just trade him. I don't even
care.
What I'm
saying. If they were in fact going, yes, we're tanking, we're going for the number one pick, we want the kid from USC next year, Jordan Williams?
Caleb Williams.
Then why wouldn't they just trade Mike Evans? Why wouldn't they trade Chris Godwin? Like, just blow it up entirely.
Well, I mean, no, you're not blowing it up entirely. The main thing is salary cap. Like, they really don't have a choice but tank.
But why? Yeah, I know what you mean. And yes, that does make sense. But you don't know. The draft hasn't happened yet. Mm-hmm. It depends on how they draft. They might get some gems in the fourth and fifth round that end up being really good players. You just don't know. You don't know what Kyle Trask is. Baker Mayfield, if he comes in, maybe he would have some sort of competition. You know, sign for a decent amount of money that would be friendly to the Bucks and you know, he would have the opportunity to show what he can do if he is really a starter in the league. This would be a good opportunity to do it. Sign a 1 or 2 year deal. I don't know. I'm not saying that it's going to be easy. I think we're going to be on a hangover from the Tom Brady era here. No doubt.
Exactly.
I'm not willing to say that it's just a tank. I don't think that exists. Like in March, where a team goes, yeah, we're just gonna tank. Like, well, I mean, that's not a thing. They're going out there to win every game.
I know, but it's just they're up against it. Like I said, with the salary cap, with everything that's you know, all the things that they have to overcome. Even if they're not tanking, let's say they really are trying. They can't afford to go out and get good free agents. The other teams, the other NFC teams that are pretty solid, that have cap space, they can go out. Like you're saying, I agree that you don't know what's going to happen. But you got teams like in our division, like the Atlanta Falcons, that have some of the most cap room in the league. They can go out and get a premier free agent quarterback that's still available if they want to. They can go out and get pass rushers. They can go out and get whatever they want right now. And they were one game behind us to win the division. With the division being so crappy, they're 3 or 4 free agents and a couple good draft picks away from being way better than us right now. So, you know, the Bucks can't afford to do anything. They can't kick that can down the road anymore. Like, it's now they're paying for the 2 good seasons we had with Tom Brady. And it's okay. That's just how football is. The Rams did it. The Rams won the Super Bowl 2 years ago. They stunk last year. That's just how it is. It's hard to be consistently good unless you have a young core. You got one of these young great quarterbacks like a Patrick Mahomes, you know, one of these guys. Then you got a few years of good football in there, but it's just that, you know, you can't do it. And Todd Bowles isn't the guy. And that's what makes me think that the Bucks are just going to, like, you know, not technically tank, but they're just like, okay, this is what it is. We're going to keep Todd Bowles one more season, and then we'll get a good draft pick, and then we'll just rebuild. That's just what it looks like, and I think that's what's happening. You know, even if we have a great season, it's going to be 8 wins, and then we're going to, you know, it'll be like last year.
Johnny, 8 wins might be enough to win the NFC South.
Okay, and then we get smoked in the playoffs, and we get a bad draft pick. We're drafting 19 this year.
You just don't know. Like, I'm kind of surprised to hear you say this. I understand the sentiment, and I understand where it comes from, but there's just so many variables that are unknown. We haven't even had the draft yet. You don't know who they're going to get, and you don't even know what those guys are going to be like until at least training camp and the couple preseason games. To see what they can actually do. You don't know what this new offensive coordinator can do. Like, it's not looking good. If I was a betting man again, I would say, yeah, it's probably not looking good. But I don't know. I'm just not going to count them out and say, yeah, they're just tanking. Todd Bowles knows he's on the hot seat, too. If he doesn't perform this year, he's out.
That's my main problem.
There's a lot of pressure. There's a lot of pressure for him. And, this could very well send him into, you know, sometimes pressure motivates people and they work well under pressure. I don't know if Todd Bowles is that guy. I don't know.
He's not. That's my main hangup. And that's what I was about to get to.
You don't know.
I do know that. He sucks as a head coach. It's his resume. He sucked in it. He sucked for the Jets and he got a chance with the Bucks with a great roster and he sucks. He sucks as a coach. He doesn't motivate anybody. His time management is the worst I've seen in the history of Bucks coaches. And I watched Lehman Bennett coach the Bucks. He is a bad head coach, period. Nobody's going to tell you he's a good head coach. Nobody.
Yeah, I feel like, and again, you're not entirely wrong with what you're saying. My point is that there was, yes, Todd Bowles had, and obviously it's going to go straight to the top. that was a bad season. There was something funky going on. I don't know if just people were past their prime, people were playing with injury. Like, there was a lot of variables there. It wasn't Todd Bowles. That wasn't the issue. Like, there was a lot of different things going on with that team. I don't know what exactly it was. Tom Brady obviously was not on his game. It was just a terrible season. Like I said, they won the NFC South, but that was one of the worst Bucs seasons I've ever had to go through in my life. It was just like, nobody knew what was going on. And obviously you're going to go, it's a coach, fire him, get rid of him. But I'm not so sure. And given Todd the opportunity to hire the people that he wants to hire, he's got his guy in there now, an offensive coordinator. He's got no more excuses. He knows he's on the hot seat.
You think this is a good offensive coordinator hire?
I don't know. I don't know.
We interviewed top-notch guys. Why do you think Todd Monken didn't come here and he went to Baltimore? Why do you think? Because Todd Monken doesn't want to come to a sinking ship. He doesn't want to come to a situation where the coach is gone after this next season.
Agreed.
He doesn't want that.
Agreed. But the fact that, like, he went to a more stable situation, but doesn't mean that it's going to be bad. Todd Monken said, you're on the hot seat. Like, you have to perform. Like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do that. Meanwhile, I can go to Baltimore. That's more set. They got kind of something cooking here. I'm going to pass on this. And a lot of dudes did that. Like, the Cincinnati guy, the picker guy did that too, where he's like, I'm just going to stay in Cincinnati. Because if they get fired, then they're also fired. So this guy was a quarterback's coach, worked wonders with Geno Smith in Seattle. I don't know if he's going to be – he might be terrible, but I'm saying, like, we don't know. He's never been an offensive coordinator. We don't know.
I would rather –
but I'm not just going to write it off and be like, this is it. This is going to be a terrible season. I don't know.
He's never called plays, ever. Not even at the college level. So, we're going to stink, dude. We're
going to stink.
Yeah.
We might. We very well might, we are. Johnny.
It's fine. Okay. It's fine. Like I said, I have 2003 and I have 2020. I have copies of both Super Bowls. You can't take them away. Those Lombardi trophies sit at the Bucks facility, and you know, at least we're not the Detroit Lions. You know, it's fine. It's fine.
I'm attorney Mo DeWitt from the Cat Named Mo Show. Well, I'm the attorney on the show. I'm not a cat named Mo. Anyways, car crash, slipper fall, you know who to call. JustCallMo.com. Injured on the go? Just call Mo. Office Tampa.